Morning. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for His church. Thank you, God, for this congregation. Thank you, God, for the people who came today. Thank you, God, for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind, having a desire to come out and worship Him in spirit and in truth. We just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God. This morning's scripture was read to you, chapter 23, but it's actually chapter 25, verse 13. I'm very sorry about that. Matthew chapter 25. In verse 13. My subject this morning is prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. Chapter 25 reads, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 13 is our subject today. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Prepare to meet thy God. The first word in chapter 13 is then, referring back to chapter 24. Clearly, this places a parable in the time preceding and during the king's return to earth. Matthew 25:1-13 is a parable told by Jesus Christ about 10 virgins, which is intended to help followers prepare for his second coming. You see, believe it or not, he's coming back. The parable conveys several message, including 1, be prepared. The parable is an invitation to examine how prepared we are for Jesus' return. 2, be vigilant, or keeping careful watch. Don't fall asleep spiritually. The parable is uncertain about the timing of the bridegroom's arrival. Illustrates the need to be constantly visual, because we don't know when he's coming, but believe he's coming. 3, be involved. The parable focuses on the present lives of Jesus, of his disciples, even though it's about the future. 4, be working. We are to be working. The parable suggests that the followers should be working for Jesus while waiting for his return. 5, be ready to act. The parable suggests that the father should be ready to act on what Jesus had been given to us. He gave us a notice. Now it's up to us to get prepared. The Bible's definition for prepare is this: to be firm, to be stable, to be established, to set up, to be ready, to make arrangements, and don't get tired waiting. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31 says, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Sometimes we get tired waiting. I understand that. But never fall asleep spiritually. Spiritually, never fall asleep. Now, let's take a look into this parable. The 5 wise virgins represent true disciples in Christ. The 5 foolish virgins represent those who profess to be disciples of Christ, but never truly was converted. There'll be many in the church who say they are, but guess what? They're not. Amen? You can't fool God. As we stated in the Bible class, you can fool me. You can fool him or her, but you can't fool God. Amen? The bridegroom is Christ the King. The oil in this message is generally acknowledged to be the Spirit. The lamp is the heart, the vessel that contains the oil, which is the Spirit. Verse 5 in this book says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Know this, that we're going to get tired sometimes. We're going to go to sleep. We're going to slumber. We're going to sleep sometimes. Amen? That's just normal physically for the body. But when it comes to spiritually sleeping, you don't want to do that. You want to be awake at all times spiritually. Amen? You can't go to sleep because you're going to miss the bus. Amen? You're gonna lose. You ain't going to make it. Because you might just sleep too long. And when we wake up, the door is going to be shut. And we can't get in. You see, we want to make that door. We want to make that time to get in that door. Amen? So you see, the foolish virgins, they didn't get there on time. You see? And they got there kind of late, and they wanted that door to be open. You see, that spiritual door, that last day door. Amen? That judgment day door. You see, to be open, but that door was not open. It was closed. And they couldn't get in. He is warning us now. He's coming. He's telling us. He's warning us. He's giving us a notice that he's coming morning, night, or noon. We don't know when. We do not know when God is coming back. That's why we ought to be always prepared. Every day, prepared. Prepared. That's why we are to get up. Get into it and get involved. On that day, you could hear some saying, I wasn't ready yet. On that day, you could hear some saying, I didn't know you were coming so soon. On that day, you hear some say that I was getting ready. On that day, you will hear some say, nobody told me you were coming, and they knew. They knew that you was coming, but they never told me. Amen? And that's not going to be a good enough excuse. Amen? Because we all need to know. You see? We all need to know. Some will say, I didn't have time to go. To go and try to get some oil because I just didn't have the time to go and get some oil. And I asked them for some oil, and they refused me. You see, I asked them, Jesus, and they refused to give me some oil for my lamp. You see, not good. You should have had oil in your lamp. You see, right now, many people are walking on this earth not caring about God. It's a situation that we have now that people, they're not paying attention to that there is a God. There's so much stuff going on, and the world has so many answers for it till they say, well, we don't need God because we got answers now. Are you with me? You know, I used to have a headache, but now the man has made aspirins now. I don't need God. One time, I used to walk to work. Now man-made cars. I can drive to work. We don't really need God like that. When we really need God, then we'll, amen? We'll ask for you, God, when we really need you. But right now, This is what the world is saying. Right now, we really don't need you. A lot of messages going on in this world that's not understanding. Amen? We're saying, Lord, you know, we got it now. We got it going on. We don't even have to get married. Amen? If I want a baby, all I got to do is go to the clinic and they give me some injection or whatever, and I'm pregnant. I don't even have to get married no more. God, we got it. We got it, Lord. We got it. You see, and if this woman want to marry a woman, amen, it's all right because it's love. It's love, Lord. We love one another. You told us to love one another. That's what we're doing. We got it, Lord. You see, this is where we're going. We're headed in that direction. Are you with me? We're saying that a man could marry a man. And we said that all he has to do is go to this certain preacher. And he'll marry him. Lord, we got it. We got it. And I want to show you something, Lord. We're going to do all of this and we're still going to come to heaven. You watch. That's what we're saying. We're still going to make it, Lord. We're not going to exactly do it how you told us to do it. Amen? But we're going to make it to heaven. We're going to show you. You see, some will say we was going to buy some, but we were too late, and we asked those for some. You know, them. We asked them, do they have any oil, and they said no. So God, if we don't get in, you shouldn't let them in either. Because we asked them, and they could have gave us, but they didn't. So you shouldn't, Lord, to tell you the truth, Lord, you shouldn't let them in either. But Jesus will say, I don't know you. I know you not. And we don't want that. We don't want that. It's time to get right, church, and let's go home. You know, it's time for us to do the right thing, because he's coming back. He's coming. We don't know when. He don't know schedule. You know that he's gonna come back. Okay, I got till Friday. It's not like that with God. It's not like that. He says he's coming back as a thief in the night, not a thief in the day, a thief in the night. So that means he's a thief and you can't even see. Amen? You don't know when or who, but he's coming back. And we ought to get ourselves together in the Lord. Because he was speaking to his disciples. Amen? And us as being disciples, we got to speak to the world. And what do we have to tell the world? To get right. And let's go home. Because this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. We have to let somebody know what we know. Because we can't keep it to ourselves. You see, it's about work. And that's the kind of type of work we do. We go and tell the world, go ye therefore. But when we go therefore, we ought to know where to go. And when we get there, what we're there for. Amen? Careless souls, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. We have to be ready. We have to get ready. We have to stay ready. We have to wait on the Lord. You know, wait on him. Sometimes things just seem kind of fuzzy sometimes. We don't want to wait. We get tired of waiting. We just get tired of doing the same old routine and God ain't here yet. When is he coming? Well, is he really going to come? Is there really a God? That's what this world is going to. Are you with me? The world is believing more in Hollywood than they're believing in God. Amen? Hollywood makes more sense. I heard a preacher said segregation is in the church. He said there's more integration at the football games. He said there's more integration in the nightclub than there is in the church. Amen? And that's sad. You see, we ought to be together in the church, the same thing, teaching the same thing. And how do we do that? By teaching God's word. By teaching his word. Someone in the Bible asked the question, what must I do to be saved? Well, you must hear God's word. You must hear what God has to say. Romans 10:17. You must hear his word. Because hearing comes, faith come by hearing, hearing come by God's word. You got to hear that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He was born of a virgin. He lived and suffered and died and was hung on a tree, a cruel tree, for no reason at all. But on that third day, he woke up. He rose with all powers in his hands. That's a belief. That's you must hear that. And you must believe what you heard, Hebrews 11:6. It's you must believe that he did this. You see, many folks don't believe it. They just can't see Jesus. They just can't see, you know, they ask the question, why is all this happening now? Why if Jesus was here, these things wouldn't be happening. If he was really Jesus, all these bad things would happen. These sicknesses wouldn't happen. But I just stop by to tell you that sin is here. And it's going to be here for a while. Are you with me? Sin caused sickness. Sin caused division. Sin caused wars. That's what sin done. When sin came into this world, that's what sin did. God didn't do these things. But some blame it on God. Saying, God did this, God did that. But God didn't do it. Sin did it. After you believe, you must repent. Luke 13:3. Except you repent, you can no way see God. You got to repent. Repent means turning around. Example, if you want to go to North Carolina on 95, you want to hit 95, but you get to 95 and you go north. It's wrong. You got to turn around. You got to come back and you got to hit south. And it should take you there. But if you keep on going north, you know, you're going to end way up there. And somebody going to say this, Believe it or not. Well, Brother Pastor, I can go all the way around the world and I can come back around it. Well, go ahead. If you want to do that, go ahead. You know, if that's what you want to do. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Confess with your mouth, your lips, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Be baptized in water. And baptized in water for remission of sin. Mark 16, 15 and 16. You see, this is what we must do. These are the things we must do. We must hear God's word. We can't get around it. We must believe God's word. We can't get around it. We must repent of our sins. We cannot get around that. We must confess Jesus is the Son of the living God. We can't get around that. We must be baptized in water for remission of sin. We can't get around that. After that, we must stay steadfast in God's grace. We got to stay. We got to stick around and stay. We can't move. We got to stay. Stay steadfast, unmovable, unshaken, no matter what this world does or whatever. You know, right now we got a presidential election going on. Amen. Somebody has said like this. Said a man came to him and hold a gun on his head and said, "You better vote for the right one." He paused a little bit. The man, he paused a little bit, and he said, "Go ahead and shoot me. Just go ahead and shoot me." Amen. You know, because you don't, right now, you don't know who is right. Amen. Amen. You know, he said, "Shoot me." Just go ahead and shoot me and get it over with. Amen? Because, you know, this is where we're at. We're at a place in life now. In this world, we're just doing things our way. And that's what the Bible says. It says in the last days, these things will happen. We went over this. Every time I'm here, we go over this. It's going to happen. These things are going to happen. Strange things are going to happen. Are you with me? Now you, ain't nobody in their right mind, amen, gonna tell somebody that you know, to legalize marijuana is the right thing to do. That's no. Huh? Because if you do that, you're opening the door for what? Other things. If you've been there, you know what's happening. I want to talk to you. It said that, you know, because see, marijuana don't work like it worked at first. Huh? And then you're going to need something a little stronger. And then when you get something stronger, guess what? You're going to need something, huh? So you opening up a door that you should have been closed. You see? You're opening up a door that should have been closed. They're saying that if a woman, we've been here before now, if a woman has a boyfriend and she gets pregnant, they're saying that if this girl, say after she's pregnant, her and her boyfriend, they broke up. And she wants to get rid of this baby because if she can't have him, she don't want the baby either. They're saying that she can go to a clinic and do something about that. Huh? This is where we're at. Are you with me? I'm not saying, you know, because sometimes, you know, that women, they get on the verge of dying, you know, that's different. You know, if you're dying, you know, you're going to have a baby. That's different, right? But this girl, they said, this girl is saying that I don't want it again because Jimmy left me. Are you with me? And without Jimmy, I ain't nothing. Are you with me? You say, so I'm going to go and get rid of this baby. And then you got a president who's signing an agreement like that. But I'm going to vote for him because he gave me a stimulus check last time. Amen? I'm going to vote for him. I ain't got nothing to do with that baby. They ain't mine, right? But, you know, it's all right. He going to sign that, right? Right? And my brother, he loves another man, and he want to get married to this man. And that president, he signing that bill. I'm going to vote for him. Yes, I am. I'm going to vote for him. You see, because he's a man, that stimulus check is very important. Are you with me? It's very important because he's saying he might give us some more. You see, I like him. You see, but this is where we are. So Jesus is saying, just like we were speaking in the Bible class, I'm at the door and knock. If anybody hear my voice and open that door, I will come in and sup with him. Jesus knows what's going on, but he want us to repent. He want us to change. He want us to get it right. He don't want that no one should die and go to hell. Jesus didn't make hell for us. He made hell for the devil and his angels. But if hell is our choice, then that's our choice. As in closing, I remember the first time I heard this, right? And it was very scary to me. Very scary. It said, hell is a place that you're going to want to die and can't die. I said, hold up. Say that again. Hell is a place that you're going to want to die and cannot die. That was enough for me. Is it enough for you? You must hear. You must believe. You must repent. You must confess. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay in God's grace. And after you are saved, you must worship. You must teach. You must preach. You must pray. You must give. And above all, you must love. If you're here today and you're not a member of God's church, this is what you must do. If you are here and you are a member of God's church and you have need of prayer, you may come as we together stand and sing the invitation song.